Welcome to Supertatis for Parshas Re'eh. I'm going to start with actually the Divrei Torah this time. A lot about Staka this week. So the first one is the famous question of why we don't say a bracha on Staka. Sometimes we say we don't want to say a bracha on Benam L'Chavero. Sometimes we say it's going to embarrass them. The Shla says in the name of the Abu Dram that it's actually, we don't say the bracha because maybe the Oni will reject it. I've actually had an Oni who rejected the amount of money I gave him for tzedakah, I think because I asked him for change once. It's a very strange thing. So the Nachlas Yaakov, based on this approach, says this can explain the pasuk L'cha Hashem Atzedakah V'lanu Boshos Aponim. Why does it say L'shem L'cha Hashem Atzedakah? Well, the Gemara in Brachos says L'Hashem Aretz Mlo'a Tevo V'yoshiva, and then it says Shemayim Shemayim L'Hashem Aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. So how do we say, is the Aretz belong to us, Livnei Adam, or L'Hashem, L'Hashem Aretz Mlo'a? So one of the chilukim is kan lifnei bracha, kan la'achar bracha. So after a bracha, things belong to us. Before a bracha, it doesn't. So tztaka doesn't belong to us. So we say l'cha Hashem at tztaka. It must belong to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, v'lanu boshas upon him. Where there's boshas upon him, if the ani is going to reject it, then it's boshas upon him. Rashi, nason titein lo, says v'afilu elef pa'amim. How do we explain this? The Chafetz Chaim quotes Rambam. Rambam says, on the Mishnah in Avos, Akolafi Rova Maisitz, the majority of your actions. Rambam says it's not about the greatness, the size of your actions, but it's when we do repetitive things that makes such an extraordinary roshem. It makes such an impression. And that's the idea here. When it says, Nason li titein lo afilu elef pamim, you know, 1,000 times, what does it mean? Is that somebody who gives stucca daily, they put whatever it is, a penny, a dollar, a dime, a nickel, whatever it is, into a pushka, that changes who they are. Akolafi Rova Maisa. Next, lo yeira levavcha ki biglal. It says because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you your bracha. So Magen Midot has a beautiful idea. He says somebody who loses 100 coins, if they find 200 coins the next day, they're still going to feel chaser because they're going to say I could have had 300 coins now. It's human nature. But he says, you know what? Somebody who walks around with a bag of grain and the bag breaks and the grain falls all over the field. And then they come back a little bit later, all of a sudden they have a completely planted field and they can get so much more grain. That's a real simcha. And he says, this is the idea of tztaka. This is the real idea of tztaka. Tztaka is something that you don't realize unless your eyes are open. So that's his idea. Same thing with the altar of Kelm. The altar of Kelm quotes, I believe it's the Maharal, a similar approach, he says, is like a mayan. You know, when you have a mayan, if you take water out of it, just more water comes out of the ground. So that's like a really beautiful idea, is that we should remember the Shefa of Bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bracha is infinite. The reason why people get all upset when other people have stuff and whatever, they get jealous. The way the Mesilas Yesharim says it is that we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bracha is finite. His Bracha is infinite. If he gives us a Bracha, we take it. So we say, Ki biglal adavar, it says because of this. Rashi says, V'afilu amarta litain ata notal skar ala amira ima maisa. It says, even if you just say you're going to go give it staka, that itself, you can get schar for that along with the maisa that you did. So this is a big chizuk for us because often, you know, we want to hide things. That's the way the Shar Bitachon says we want to hide some of our maisa and tofen. But not always, because if we do something that is public that's going to give us a chizuk, that's going to make us perform better, that can help. So those are a couple of interesting insights with respect to tztaka. On to 3 stories. The first one is somebody was trying to daven for Yeshua and was trying to get help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they felt like all the doors were closed, so they went to the Chafetz Chaim and asked them to daven for him. So what happened? The Chafetz Chaim said, well, have you davened for yourself? He said, yeah, of course. He said, show me your tehillim. He opens up a tehillim, and it's perfectly mint condition. Looks beautiful. He says, let me show you my tehillim. Took out his tehillim. The pages are all, you know, completely tattered. They're covered in yellow. You could see his tears over. He says, this is how you daven. It's very important. Next story is Rav Shach, a quote, said that Bein HaZmanim is there to finish the limudim, the things that you can't learn really during Zman. In fact, the Avi Ezri on Kodshim was written in Bein HaZmanim, so it's this hashkafa that the Gedolei Torah would use Bein HaZmanim as a very important time. So those of us with Yeshiva Bachram back, it's important to kind of emphasize. Rav Chaim Kanievsky apparently would go to Tzfas during Bein HaZmanim. He said he would go there for maybe like 5 days, but during 5 days there, he worked on Sefer Derech HaMuna in a way that he could accomplish more in 5 days than he could have for 5 months in Bnei Brak. So really there's an ability to focus on things that you don't always get a chance at. Last, a story that happened in Slobodka Yeshiva recently. There was a Talmud, recently-ish, there was a Talmud who had a ton of you know, had a, you know, whatever, he was busy. He decided to take some pizza from wherever he was eating, and he thought that it was kind of not mechubad, not dignified to carry around the pizza, so he put it under his jacket or something like that. And when he was walking, he ran into none other than the mashgiach, Rav Isaac Shur. So obviously this is a little embarrassing, but the mashgiach figured it out, and he knew what was going on. So Rav Shur said to him, "Don't you worry, do not be embarrassed, do not be ashamed. You holding that plate in your hand is just like somebody holding a lulav and esrog all the days of Sukkot." Meaning to say, you're using that as a kli for a mitzvah. Don't you need to feel bad about what you're doing? Just a beautiful way to say chizuk to somebody. I think that it's really, really nice. Like, you say the right words, it can really hit somebody well. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful Shabbos.